So Rinpoche requests us to listen. First of all, having given rise to the supreme attitude set on enlightenment, and this is to think that I shall establish all beings as far as the sky extends in the state of precious Buddhahood. And in order to do this, I shall listen, reflect, and meditate on this explanatory text of the Jut Lama.
Tela danda kan devare kikpe nyingbo sancho yuntin tene ye jebari kepa la jehe jekabre standa jehe jekable tambo kan dehi nyingbo jehe jekabre.
Now we're explaining in full the last four of the Vajrab topics which make up the text, and these are the Buddha nature, enlightenment, the qualities, and the activity. And at the moment we're explaining the first of these, the Buddha nature.
Tela nyeba la som domse gindor temba ti tun yebar ye yebe tun dovas ta nyeba tela Nyeba gondon jebri keba derwa gondon jebri keba tel somres som de karres na danda domse ki dor temba domse goni tini dor temba dor temba dor temba de de temba domse ge dor temba ton ti ti ton teni jebar sete yewam sete jeba Yebar said he be don't any, he be don't the Torian, don't do the tembatang, number some rest.
Within the topic of the Buddha nature, there are two sections. And the first we did yesterday, which was Kamji don do tempa, and that was the brief explanation of the element. And now we come on to Gongdon Jepa Shepa. The full explanation of the Gongdon is literally intention, but I think one can translate it by the meaning implied by the Buddha nature. And this has three sections, this Nipala Sum. The first, Domsegi Dotenpa. Dotenpa is a brief teaching and a brief explanation by way of Domsig. Here it seems to be just headings. The second section is Deidon Jepa Ye, the divisions Jepa in full within this topic. And the third section is Shepidon Dua, and this is a summary of the topic which has been explained.
Tangbo ne said the sab subject somjinani Tangbo don't take and door dampanes. Don't take and door dampane. Oh, Jumde lady in Jubatang. ne kap tejin kundun dovetun ta to mungyur yendin yirmine tundan yingi gondun yingi sahi sava songde telam ngu tang jo le takbetun si ngu tun tang jo le takbetun de domsek gondun nyambo ten ngu tang jo le takbetun tang dreba tang Sele trope tontan se. Ten yidu ngowu tontan gyo le takpe tonti chik se. Deva tang sele trope tontan ni se. Yuen ting je tso tang denpe tontan se. Yuen ting tso se je te mangbu darwa. Yuen ting je tso te yuen ting mangbu tang denpe tontan. Kansa ki yewen jukpe tontan se. Kansa ki yev goni yev njukpe tongtang. Ne kap je men tsam je sebe tongtang. Te yin ni am chu tam je je ne luk trupa dan trabe tongpa ni te nam ka taro koyun dun robe tongtang. Tu ta dun jirwa mebe tongtang. Yuntin nambar yewa mebe tontes. Yuntin nambar yewa te ngu la nambar yewa mebe tontang. Ton nambar chone se te tavo ton nambar chone chunyi tontambe denba has. Chunyi tontambe denba chuji yin rang yin je nambar tabe. Gungbe tong, lekpar nambar se de ten lambe ba yinbar kibar sa oos. Ta te tardo gongdo tenba tong nambar jo te chunyi tong tambe denba se. Chunyi tam tongyi jikbar wang tong tambe denba. Chuji yin. Rang yin ji nambar takba se. Te tabo chunyi tong tambe denba chuji yin te la ngu li yini dribe leba kyog manyong be chani Rangin ki nambar takpa chale. Rangin ki nambar takpa gongba tong, gongdong kanyin ba te lekbar nambar se te, soso se te, tene ten lam bai pa te kepa yin bar kepa sa wo. Oya.
Then the first section is the brief explanation by way of headings. This begins Doa dang ngowo dang jule dakpe don. Don I've translated as the topic of the purity in terms of le the essence and the cause. The second topic is drewu dang chele drupe don, the topic of the topic of the accomplishment in terms of the fruit and the influence, I translated for J. Chele can mean function or influence or something like this. The third topic is Yuntenjit Sok Dangden Pidon. The topic of the endowment with a multitude of qualities. Rinpoche said that Sok was a word meaning many, or so I've translated it as multitude. Gangza ki Yewe Juk Pidon. The topic of the manifestation within the divisions of the individuals, within the classes of the individuals, ye were classes or divisions. Nekab ki ming tsam yewedon. The topic of the divisions or the categories merely is tsam being the names of the stages. Nekab is stages or states. Dejin Namkatar Kuntu Droidan. Rinpoche said that the Dejin in this case meant the Dejini, the suchness, or the Chuni, the ultimate nature, and this is the voidness. So in this case it is the topic of all pervasiveness, Kuntu Droa, and this is the all pervasiveness of the Dejini, of the suchness, which is like the sky, Namkatar. Du taktu jormamepi dun. Du taktu is literally at all times or constantly. Jormamepi, unchanging. The topic of unchangingness, or the constant unchangingness. Yunten nam namper jewamepi dun. Jewamepi, to be with, literally without divisions. So we've been translating this as undifferentiated, no, not undifferentiated, sorry, indistinguishable or inseparable. And this is the topic of the qualities which are completely inseparable. Nampa is one of these words which is just used for emphasis, so like completely. Completely inseparable. Sorry?
Yunten
nam nampar yewa me pedon.
The topic that explains the qualities as inseparable. The qualities of the enlightenment.
Dun nampar chuni. So now, dun nampar chuni. In fact, we've just gone through eight topics, because the first two topics, within the first two topics, the topic of the purity and the topic of the attainment, each of these contained two aspects. The first was the essence and the cause, and the second was the drebu and the chele, the result and the function or the influence. So altogether, there are don nampe Nampachu, and in this case I've translated as don, as meaning points of view, 10 points of view. Now, these 10 points of view, if we go to the end of the sentence, Shepacha, should be understood as or should be understood, and then the how they should be understood is they should be understood to lekpa nampa che ten labapa. These two words I think are fairly similar. Che is or nampa che is to analyze, and ten labap or ten labep in this case to determine or to establish. So these 10 points of view should be understood to lekpa, thoroughly analyze, or to determine, and to determine. And what do they determine? The gongpe dun, the meaning which is implied within, or the intention behind the dun dampi denpu, the ultimate truth, the Chuki Ying, the Dhamma Dhatu, and this is Rangjin Nampa Dakpa, completely pure by nature. And Rinpoche said that in this case the ultimate truth and the Dhamma Dhatu is referring to the essence which is completely pure, whereby there are no incidental impurities. It is naturally pure. So just to summarize this shloka then, first of all we gave these eight headings, and these are the 10 points of view which should be known to analyze, thoroughly analyze, and determine the meaning implied by the ultimate truth, the Dhamma Dhatu, which is completely pure by nature. If anybody wants to suggest any other definitions for Gongdan, I'm quite happy. Or Gongpi Dani, because that's quite a difficult key word here. Well, that's like the idea intended by. I think it just sounds, the intended idea sounds a bit funny. Idea intended by the ultimate truth, I think.
Oh, sense.
Mm-hmm.
Central idea.
Yeah, central. Mm-hmm.
Central idea.
Maybe.
If you apply the text, then it's central idea. If you apply it to the Buddha, then it's the intention or the teacher.
Yeah. Or these 10 points of view.
Idea,
yeah. Thoroughly analyze the central idea. In this case, this is the Buddha nature, in terms of the ultimate truth, the Dhamma Dhatu. And this is the central idea that we're discussing here.
How did you do the third topic, Caroline? You translate the third topic?
The third topic is Yenten Gitsog Dangdenpe. The third topic was the endowment with a multitude of qualities.
Tati domse gendor temba te son de ta nipa ti ton je par ke patre nipa la je nipa si te kar rasa na domse gendor tembe ti ton de je par ke pal se bare es ton te je par ke pal na ba je yo bare na ba je sabje na ba je re ta sabje de on de sabje na ba je re sabje na ba je te kar rasa na Mowu ton the Jew ton ye the subject chigu. Devu ton dan, lady ton the subject ye de chigu do. Do you do it any? Subject jet is a ye, a subject jew younger one. Devu tan, lady ton, dembeton, jugbeton, ne capje, rub the yebeton, coin the droveton, majorbeton. Yeva may be ton de, that's our subject number jet is.
Mm-hmm. Now, the second section that we come to is the Deidon Jeparye, the divisions in full of this topic. And there are 8 sections, the topic of the essence and the cause. The second is the topic of the result and the function or the influence. The third is the Denpi Dun, Denpi for short, the topic of the endowment. The fourth, the topic of the manifestation. The fifth, the topic of the stages or the states. The sixth, the topic of all pervasiveness. The seventh, the topic of unchangingness. And the eighth, the topic of the inseparability of the qualities. So this is exactly what we had before in the headings. And Rinpoche said again that there are 8 topics because the first 2 involve 2 of these 10 points of view. We talked about these 10 points of view, but because the first 2 topics include 2 points of view, this makes 8 altogether. Yeah.
Tangbo la ni se te tangbo de karra sana ta ngo de ju tu sab sab je tangbo ngo de ju tu de re ngo ta sab sab je tangbo ngo de ju tu Tela, Zab Sapje Ni, when you see young Sapje Ni. Sapje Ni the Carresena Taza does it to Mondo things. Tazam can't Tabar side you, ye can't ever keep in Borova. Tandi kabje taza te tahil koko yere. Ye ngazo trama je trova yena, truza dan truzi, siyondo truza trama dan truzi te, tene chola chok chok rawa, trova yed kwe rawa. Taza se je de trama le koko gore te, di kabsen di taza dan tazi, siyondo taza te tabi yel koko ya zo. Tazi se je te, tene danda trama jonzi je. Trama jonzi je jotel koko yere. Taza da tazi, tumong do tenba ase. Tumong do tenba te, taza da tazi te, nyambo tenba te le tumong do tenba ase. Tumong do ten. Taza da tazi, tumong do tenba. So su ngowo se, da du heba ase. Ta tumong do chek ten sa du, yang taza kan debari ki kinyingbu ngowo ten du lujire ase. Tazi jo ye, Tazi juy ngowo ten du lujire ase ne, yang so so. Sebra, sebra tu ke ba, sebra tu ke sejuta nyambo main ba, taza, ke batang, taza debari ke bening batang, tazi, tene, je jote, nyambo main ba, susu ke ba lah, tene sebra tu ke ba wos, oh ya.
The first topic, the topic of the essence and the cause, has two parts. The first is Dakche Dakche Tunmong Duten, the general explanation of that which is to be purified and the means of purification. And Rinpoche gave a synonym for Dakcha and Dakche, which is Trucha, Truche, the way to cleanse, or that which is to be cleansed and that which is the means to cleanse. And when we refer to Dakche, this means the way to purify the impurities, incidental impurities. Now this first bit is a general teaching or a general explanation. And the second section then is an explanation, Chedrak Tushepa, is an explanation relating to a specific explanation or an explanation relating to the essence of each individually. He said that this Chedraktu meant that instead of taking these two together, we were now taking them separately. So we could translate it an explanation relating specifically to the essence of each. Individually.
Tambo Kebao. Taza deki nimbo da tazi je lam deni tumong de heba. Taza da tazi tumong de temba ne. Renji namka chuda yin ta doran yin nyumong mi. Kumu lakbe hirap tan tingze nyingze le son wang ki sa wa son de. Taza am janza khan debari ki nimbo se jade kare jere. Te janzi je Janzi je taba, jama janzi je jyote karresana, ta teke yungore. He zonde, norvo rinpo che tang, namka tang, cho namrang yin ji dagwa yindo. Teb yin ji kri nyingbo, cho ji yin jang, ta do rang yin ji, kwen ni nyomomba jama mi jen, nambar dagwa ne, mo nyin ji tong yin langas. He zawa zonde. Novrum lower do you on the depths on what a mato, Namka ranga ran yella, danger de palm, danger lepate, yumarwa Namka ran yin number tabata. Chonam said, Chon yo what chai on the neck up so, yo what chai at the nam da salas of bag, yo what chai on the mato, chokoran tambuni ran yin number tapa. Yen in number tapa. Deman in number tapa. Read the way. Rang yin jin number tapa. Te yin do, say. Te yin do am. Be te yin do am. Te dan rawa am. Te dan chung ba. Te dan chun chung ba. Ta de kab so yin jin nova rambo che da nam ka de cho som je. De he yin bo de ngô rang yin jin number tapa yin ba de he yong go yore. Ta de yin jik bin yin bo os. They were a hippie nimbos. Ta chuji yin jang ta do se ta do ta do yun do namba koin do tu yun do se jita so parchir chikwa rawa ta do rang yin ji koin ni nyung mong ba tama mien jen se ngu la tini tima le ba me ba ngu la dren ma nyung ba tante nga zu yuma jiran so sa kien da zo kien da tu zukor te ka xie xua nyong yi jire jingwa ta chorwa mei ba se ji jie da tundi xie ya yi re ti tundi da ngu la dren ma nyong ba tundi da di xie yong yi re kui ni nyong mong be dren ba mi jing se pe na nam ka nam ka nam ka ngu la ten yi ni mei ba tang chua rang ka ngu la nyong ba mei ba tang no wu rang ka ngu la dren ba yi ni mei ba kon nam da yin ba na yin ti ni 让人家跟你用门的这么没见 그는 뭐니지 딱바 Then there was some notana, tene, goa, yungri, nihia yungri, ichi yang yungri. Temado malam tendula pe mambul sanu madan tada ngaju nama dela samno tana tada ngaju nama dela takpa tam mada bni yere jebo medo yere mizi be zogwa yere mambu yere wa temayim dela samno tani mado tada ngaju nama de denzen je leba yebe be nega wa pe pe je yana sundon temal tina changer razene sakora jaba jade bandao thor de be nega tere Turba tele denzen hyuk de bne kare malam jin na wala samno tan te ne ta pa ngo nam da da ko re ngo nam da li chi chi so na te ne dor je tik ba li chi chi re te ne dor je tik pa te nyam sa na je ya bu yong re o ti ra wa te ngo nam da li chi ma je na dor je tik ba la yi chi che ya de ka le kha ko ye ro wa te me chi yong du dor je tik pe na si ta pa ram ja ye me chi yong du la ri yang te tong sa yong re Dengan engkau sahul, yang kiri, doge mana doge ceran so ya pun tak kiri, kiri je. Oh ya.
Right. The first topic is the topic of the essence and the cause, and we said that there were two sections, and we are going to look at the first of these sections, the teaching. The general teaching on that which is to be purified and the means of purification. So that which is to be purified refers to the Buddha nature, and the means of purification is the means to purify the incidental stains from the Buddha nature. Nobu Rinpoche Dang Namka Dang Chuo Nam Rangjinji Dak Pajintu. Jintu means like or as. Like a Nobu Rinpoche, a precious jewel. Namka and the sky. Chuo literally means a river, doesn't it?
Yes.
Chuo literally means a river, but this is the only case it refers to it as a river. I think it's better just to translate it as water.
It says water.
Mm-hmm. Like a precious jewel, the sky, and water. Rangjinji Dakpa, a naturally pure. Then Dejin Shekpi Ningpo, Chuki Yingkyang. Tak tu rangjinji kuninyan mongpe drama meching nampa dak pani. Dejin shek pinyingpo, the Buddha nature. Chuki ying, the Dharma Dhatu. So these are both synonyms. Kyang, also. Tak tu is like dujuntu, always, constantly. Rangjinji, by nature. Kune nyun mong, kune nyun mongpa, the afflicting emotions. Drima meching. So now we get to the verb, me. The Buddha nature, the Dharma Dhatu, is devoid of, and it is devoid of the drima, the impurities of the afflicting emotions, and how it is devoid of them, Rangjinji, naturally and constantly. So being devoid of the impurities, it is Nampa Dakpa, it is completely pure. And this last bit, Ngo Ni Kidonyan, this is the meaning of the very essence. So to put that into just this is the dakcha, that which has to be purified. This is the very essence. And so to give the whole sentence, like a precious jewel, the sky and water are naturally pure, the Buddha nature, the Dharma Dhatu, is devoid of the impurities. Is naturally devoid of the impurities of the afflicting emotions, and constantly. and is completely pure. This is the meaning of the very essence. The second half of this shloka then goes on to describe the means of purification, the dakche. Rinpoche, before I do that, Rinpoche gave some, he explained a bit about this. He said that the essence of a jewel is completely pure, is completely flawless. The essence of the sky is completely pure because it is free from clouds. It is devoid. It is not defiled by the clouds. The actual essence of the sky, and then the essence of the water is completely pure because it's not affected by the mud. It's not stained by the mud. And from the very beginning, they've always been like this. And so also the Buddha nature, from the very beginning, has never been defiled by the incidental impurities. And these incidental impurities are the afflicting emotions. So from the very beginning, the Buddha nature has never been actually defiled by these. It's been perfectly pure. The second bit then. Oh, no, he hasn't done that, has he? No, right. No. Then he went on to say that he gave different synonyms for the Buddha nature, like Dewa Shekpe Nyingpo, Dejan Shekpe Nyingpo. And these all refer to the nature of the mind. And this nature of the mind is the unity between the voidness and the radiant light. It has these two aspects, emptiness and radiancy. And this is according to the Zhentong view. But according to the Rangtong view, they just look at the emptiness aspect of the mind. But Rinpoche says, because of this unity between the emptiness and the radiant light nature, we can achieve Buddhahood and the awareness of the Buddha. And then he went on to say that in the Mahamudra and the Great Perfection, they also consider that the essence is completely devoid of impurities. You're going to have to fill in when I miss out bits.
In the Mahamudra, which says that the word, the term occurred, Chingwadang Chalwa Mepar, which says that, free from bondage and liberation. So this also refers to the same, this Samyimikhyava, the inconceivability of the Tathagata Garba, Chugiying, sorry, the Dharma Dhatu as being pure, but at the same time it is to be freed or to be purified from the stains. Cholwa. Chingba dang cholwa mepa, he says. Chingba is bondage. Bondage. Cholwa is liberation, freedom.
And
just Dagnyam. Purity. Dagbab is purity. Nyambam is equality. Equality.
That came a bit later. Then the next thing Rinpoche said was, he said before we discussed why the Buddha nature was inconceivable to the mundane intellect, and he said that this was because the essence is completely pure, and this is the purity that we've just been talking about, like the purity of the jewel and the sky and the water. But at the same time, the essence has to be purified of the incidental stains or the incidental impurities. So because the essence is pure, yet it has to be purified of the incidental impurities, or the incidental impurities have to be removed to reveal the pure essence, then this is inconceivable. Or it seems as though there's a contradiction here. And he then said what was meant by complete purity, or what the words Nampa Dakpa meant, and he said that they meant just unsullied, like water is unsullied, or unobscured, or Lekpa Mashukpa? Lekpa Mashukpa. What does that mean?
Unsullied.
Just unsullied?
That is what.
Milam ki kapsuti churka viduki. And then Ramaji went on to say that we had to understand the purity of the mind as being like the purity of appearances in a dream, and that this was the way to reflect on it, to think about it.
deva na yin jin je tenge zin yis. Tse me ba se jo te, tse me ba, chang me ba, yardo me ba, ta me ba, ba do me ba se jo te so, parcher che gwa re. Tse me ba tang. Jo so ba se se. Jo ye ba te, sim jin la me pe nying je chen bo nam ne yis. Mipa Simjin Tamjil and make the Nambati Simjin Tamj Dongan letter Dongan Tada the Tana Jemaron Sambati Ningirawa Ningi Teleya, the name Simjin may be Ningi, Chile may be Ningi, Mimi Ningi da, Song Yu Swan Oman Yubaka Songo, or Tenai. So Tony taught the Ningi Jesse Jetea, Mimi Ningi Jel Kogo here. Tongbani taught the Ningi Jigger Senna, Mangudua, Saki Mulan Capsa Yerua.
Tisumbre.
Ah,
Ningi Sumba. Tikapsu Ningi
Tang Ninger, the Tsuoti.
Oh, did cheaper. Cheaper.
Tarambe, Sengin
Mingpenning.
Jetam Ningel to do your rest. Ningi Tatang was in Jelam Ningi. The nature may be Ningi. The Nerebe may make Ningi the Jigerua. Sembilan lembing bininya maji kau ni mimin jin jin jadi cek mana wa?
Di kau tu?
Ah,
cik pare.
Tato, tte tambah sembilan lembing bininya cek gore, tene cule lembing bininya cek gore, tene mimin jin jin cek gore wa? Bininya ti nane zaki kita mimin jin jin gira wa? Tuo tte, tak suka cek gore sen le tambah bukau so sembilan lembing bininya kau cek gore. Jom mata betul ne? Chutan do reji chutam ye kje 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 Simjin make by Simjin and Denver him be Ninja owner, then yin take Denver him barawa. Then the Simjin demi tongue by need to keep a gun in Ninja, then the chord to Chabarawa. So what the drama Jones did you so what the meeting in the degree? Ninja chamber numb name. The numbness, it's a them, numb said the man, said the number yet ever. Numb it. Lower jet tramata, what I say, you in here. No mobile last chunk so no mobile drapa, not lower whatever, lower a jetama, number a tap, what is it? You in it. Ten numbers one is it. Ten numbers one said you do number ye, do number ye botany, the lower jetama, jamba le, latin de, so and de ever ten, Boba Sanjo the Hibber Saws. Do number ye, lower jetama, jamba, de ever te, Sanjo res. Dorji ne naba sanjuk te re se chule sanjuk te chipan saos oya
The second half of this shloka then is on the means to purify the impurities the tap the jew the means or the cause and there are four causes which are given here. The first of these is Tekpa Chenpo Chula Murpa. This is aspiration towards the Mahayana Dharma. And Rinpoche said this is the most important kind of aspiration because there's also the aspiration towards the Shravaka vehicles and the Pratyeka Buddha vehicles. But the way to purify the impurities on the concealing the Buddha nature, then the most important way is through aspiration towards the Mahayana Dharma. And because the other two vehicles don't teach about the actual thing that has to be purified. They don't teach about the Buddha nature. Then Rinpoche put this into the form of a logical argument, and he said, taking the way to purify the Buddha nature as the subject, the predicate is that it is the Mahayana Dharma, and the reason is because it is superior in relation to other vehicles. And he said the Mahayana Dharma is like a rocket. What? What's what like? Tepu jempi chu. Rocket nangjin. Teni sangaki chu. Pe garere.
Ye daran jokbe. Ye daran jokbe rocket chita.
Faster than that.
Ye daran jokbe.
As fast as mine.
Ye daran jokbe.
Mental speed.
Ye daran jokbe rocket chita.
Okay. It's as fast as the mind. Then the second cause by which to purify the impurities is Dakmid Tokpe Hlakpe Sherub. This Dakmid Tokpe refers to the realization of the non-existence of a self-entity and a phenomenal entity, Chuki Dakme and Gangzaki Dakme. And this is the quality of the Sherub. So this Sherub, Hlakpe Sherub, Hlakpe means supreme or excellent. Sherub, perhaps we can translate as discriminating wisdom. This discriminating wisdom, this supreme discriminating wisdom, which realizes the non-existence of an entity or entity. So this Hlakpe, it is supreme because of this realization. And it's supreme in comparison to worldly Sherub, to worldly understanding or worldly wisdom. And this Hlakpe Sherub comes from having relied on the Mahayana Dharma. Through relying on the Mahayana Dharma, then one will get this discriminating wisdom which realizes these two kinds of non-entity. Then the third cause is Dewa Dangdenpe Tingedzin. Tingedzin is samadhi, or deep meditative concentration. Dewa Dangdenpe, which is endowed with bliss, or whose nature is bliss. Seme means immeasurable, and a synonym for seme is pakpamepa, boundless. So boundless, bliss-endowed samadhi. And the last cause, the fourth cause, is Semchen Lamikpe Nyingje Chenpo, the great compassion which is directed towards sentient beings. And this directed towards sentient beings means that this compassion wishes to free all sentient beings from suffering and the causes of suffering. And there are three types of compassion. The first type of compassion is that of the beginners. And this compassion has a focus. This compassion is directed towards sentient beings. The second kind of compassion is the compassion that realizes the impermanent nature of beings. And the third kind of compassion is when one has a realization of the voidness, and this is the supreme compassion, and in this case it's Mikpa Mepa, it's devoid of any kind of any kind of frame of reference. Sorry?
Lempa, the cups of lempa kar.
Lempa seva.
Lempa.
Lempa kumbai.
Compassion.
I'll ask about that.
No, Rinpoche says that, what you said, the function of the water.
Correct, it's a tagpal. Ninja chamber the lean gong.
Nina
chokora lembra and gile. Lemba the chero.
No, what is called the witness?
Sa.
Function of the witness. No. Function of in this thing, the gathering or something.
The ninja lean said the lemba.
The fire ripens.
Ninjilin.
The fire element ripens.
The
earth increases.
The
year increases.
Ninjilin.
You know? And then, yes, causes ripening. And then, yeah.
Yeah.
The water, what it does?
Moistens.
Huh?
Moistens
and hold, isn't it?
Oh, yes. Dupi. Oh, yes. It's cohesion.
Cohesion, yes. So rig ni samyetam, rig is like the water, you know, which the water, function of the water is it?
Coherence,
yes.
Yeah. Lenpa means literally to moisten though, doesn't it?
Lenpa is wetness, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Wetness. But
wetness and what do you say other word?
To moisten.
It here is a noun. No?
Yeah. Jimbo was asking why the ninji had a sa on the end of it. Which indicates that it's the agent of the mm-hmm. verb. And
oh, it is verb,
the lenpa here is a verb meaning to moisten.
Yeah.
So this compassion which pervades all beings moistens. But so the actual construction of the sentence is because it is the nature of the essence which is endowed with compassion, which embraces all beings, that moistens.
Yes. The ningji is the quality of rig. Ningji the rig the
chechu
tembar wala yendente.
Oh, the chechu tengi.
The lien. Land the becher.
Re.
Chapchul tengi.
Re. Tengi daor.
So, in any case, to understand the meaning, then the potential is likened to the water, and the quality of that potential is the compassion, and this is likened to the wetness of the water.
Oh yeah. Ta sum ge chi yin chi ni le zam ne tin de ta ma mi jin ran yin ji yong zu ta bi ser yi yin ji nor wa ta nam kha da chuo na ran yin ji ta bi yin ji de chuan de ba ni do sum ge chi yin chi ni Somga te ta chuko te geni da reg somde re. Reg somge jito ni samna tari nguma tanda chuko te geni norba tan chongba. Te geni namka tan chongba. Reg cho tan chongba se na jar song. Ta somge jiin chini jito ni jiin chini de jitam je ngola jama mai ba. Jama me jian rang yin ji yong su da gua zang ji qian ni song ga dang ba song ga bie song ga dang song ba de ding yong yue song ge jian chen yi le zang ne jian chen yi le zang ne de song ga jian chen yi de chen yi ye wang de xian na wang de xian na ding de jama me jian bei jin song bo de la nuo bu dang nam ka de qiao song bo la Rangin Sumke chi yin chini siyo de tan de la ta jor to konan de re. Chuko tan de yin yi da re namba sumbo chu chin. Chia tsam je wang de se ne yin yin jin norwo. Pe jin yin jin norwo. Pe yin jin norwo tan nam ka tan. Chua nam tan. Chua de sumka tan chun tun ba yin de. Beijing Chuko Tang De Yin Yi De Rek Songpo De Dien De Zhe Ma Mi Ji Rang Yin Ji Yong Su Da Bu Se Ri Si Oh yeah.
Jugdhu
sorry. Re jugdhu sorry. Somga dang, somga dang somba de.
Conclusion.
Pena chuka te ya, rangin number ta bacha ni norwa ta nam ka ta, cho cho kanga la nam da gacha ni songyo. Te yin ni ya songga dang songyo. Re ga songga dang songyo. Te songma te ngo ta kwa ta. Dan da ten de chama mi jin yong su ta kwa. Yong su ta kwa yin de de den bacha ni. Then some got some money.
Each one has corresponding quality of all three.
Yeah. This the chi tsenpa, is it general characteristics?
General characteristics of all the three.
In this case, ne, I think one has to translate on account of.
On account of, yes.
Yeah.
The whole on
account
late Sunday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just late Sunday, it was on account of the.
No, late Sunday.
Can't I say on account of?
On account of this,
which have been described.
Yeah, described.
Which have been described.
Yeah, described.
Mm-hmm. The sumka refers to the dharmakaya, the suchness, and the potential. Chi tsen ni are the general characteristics of them. Lei tsam ne means according to what has been described, this ne, I think one has to translate as according to here, and this sam is described. So according to the general characteristics of, sumka is literally all three, but these, we might say these three, which have been described, then Tendu drama meching, rangjinji yong su duck pechir. Now we give a. Mm-hmm.
All three means?
All three?
All three means? Which three?
Sumka means the Dharmakaya, the suchness. Right, yes. The next bit is a reason. So I think we'll then go to the end of the sentence because it'll make it clearer. So we'll skip the reason and give the reason afterwards. So then, according to the general characteristics of these three, which have just been described, Yishinji Norbu Dang, the wish-fulfilling gem, Namka, the sky, Chu, water, Rangjinji duck pe yuntin dang chu tun panido. Then these, here we're talking really about the essence of the Buddha nature, is like, or the characteristics correspond to, the characteristics which correspond to the qualities or the quality of Rangjin Jidakpa, of natural, of being naturally pure, or the quality of the natural purity of the wish-fulfilling jewel, the sky and water. And then the reason is that the characteristics of the Dharmakaya, the suchness and the potential corresponding to these three things is because, now we get to the reason, Tendu Drima Meching Rangjinji Yongsu Dak Pichir, because Tendu is constantly,
yes,
always. Drima Meching, they are devoid of impurities, and Ching, Rangjinji Yongsu Dokpa. Yongsu is like Nampa, completely. Dokpa, pure Rangjinji by nature. And then, to put that into a logical argument, the subject is the Dharmakaya, the suchness, and the potential. And the predicate is that they are like the three examples which have been described, i.e. the jewel, the sky, and the water. And the reason is because they are devoid of impurities and they're completely pure by nature.
Satsang. Yeah.
Yeah,
does we have to make understood that it's the true group and that it's Deshini and that it's Rick when we translate it three sentences?
Pardon?
Can we just take it as the last sentence as being the three together? For example, when we are in the roots, we have
Minyur Tang, yes.
So do you think we have to translate it as we first explained in the commentary, which means the Choku is comparable to the Nobu and the Deshini is comparable to the and so on?
Yeah.
Or does we have to take it at the last part of the commentary as being three together are comparable to the three?
Yeah.
Because they all have the quality of purity. So what do you think? We have to separate or can we make a kind of global tension? Huh? No, because I mean,
I don't understand. You can
just put that the Buddha nature as the quality of the Jew because he has the power. But this is no sense in a way.
Buddha?
For example, when we translate, we can put the Buddha nature as the quality of a Jew because he has the power. But this has no meaning, so I wonder if I can put in a bracket that considering the Javakaya aspect of the Buddha nature, he has the power of the wish fulfilling the wishes as a noble.
The two places, you know. First one is like that.
The
word dida is used here. Plural, dida.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Yes. Dida is plural, no?
Yes. Now, what I just want to
now, how to translate, you know?
Yeah, is to know if we have to take, as basis of translation, the commentary which you just have been doing now, which means comparing